Maybe I missed the explanation, but sometimes I'm caught up by it. All of a sudden, there'll be no pausing between the words.
Yeah.
Like, tisaranenasaha. Between all the other words is a pause, but between those two words, there's no pause.
Yes.
Why?
Just because. in general, when Pali was actually first written down, there were no gaps. I think it's the same in English. The Middle Ages. It wasn't until the Middle Ages that they started to separate words and punctuation. And Pali somewhat similar. So you'll get the. It's written like this, but in general, it would be basically all one word, and which is kind of hard. when you're chanting, especially in longer chants, then that's where it's helpful to be in a group because you don't all stop at the same place, and it flows through. Mostly, but generally, it's say arbitrarily making something. Normally, if you would stop, at least you'd stop at a full syllable. But as I say, even like saha is not that three not saha are three half syllables. But you start running out of breath, so it's somewhat arbitrary, especially when you're talking about doing like chanting of longer verses and longer chants, then it tends to string together, like when you chant the Buddha's words on loving kindness. Yes, karaniya manta gusalena yandang mandang sarakmi, and it just keeps going. But especially with a short chant like this, which is quite familiar to people, then it's and you're usually doing it with a group, then it's helpful to just have a few arbitrary stops.